The Doctor's Wife. The boy enters the courtyard. He carries a teddy bear, covered by dust, and has a flip-flop on his left foot. His hair is stiff and grey, and it's only afterwards that the doctor's wife realizes that it was the sound of his steps that made her think that a changeling had arrived. Flip, flip, flip. He crosses the courtyard and looks up at her. "I'm hungry," he says. Then he sways and she catches him before he falls. "Who are you?" she asks. "Where do you come from? What's your name? Don't you know it's dangerous out there?" "I'm hungry," the boy repeats. "Please." "I don't have much left," the doctor's wife says as she sets the table. "And you're not the first one passing by. Where are your parents?" The boy watches her from his chair. He has scrubbed his hands, but his arms and face are still covered by dirt and dust. "I don't know," he answers. "I got lost in the woods. They didn't have time to stop. When can we eat?" The doctor's wife prepares a leftover of mackerel, green beans, and potatoes. "I have eggs," she says. "Do you like eggs?" The boy nods. She peels an egg and hands it to him on a plate. He eats it and hands back the plate. "Watch out," she says. "Your stomach needs time."
"I'm hungry," the boy says. "Please."
The doctor's wife watches the boy as he eats. She stands by the kitchen table and tries to think of more food to give him. She hasn't been in town for weeks. It has been too dangerous to drive. "I've made a stinging nettle soup," she says. "Do you like stinging nettle?" The boy shakes his head. "Have you tasted it?" she asks. He shakes his head again. "Then we'll try a bit. May I sit down with you?" The boy nods. He sits with a straight back and the napkin folded on his lap. Someone has looked after him, taught him manners. "When did you last see your parents?" the doctor's wife asks. The boy stares into his soup. Then he begins to cry.